Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dave Schnittiger, who is the merchandise manager over floor covering at Nebraska Furniture Mart. Dave, how you doing?
Very good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm well. You're down in Atlanta, and you're at the summer version of the Atlanta Rug Market, and I guess you've been walking the show now for about a day and a half, right?
Right.
I appreciate you kind of being our correspondent down there. When you compare the two shows between what happens in Atlanta in January and what they do in July, this show is not quite as prominent as the one in January, right?
Yeah, it's a little less attended, I think. Not quite as strong as far as introductions go compared to January market.
Yeah. So when you think about the rug market, there's actually a lot of shows. You've got High Point, you've got Atlanta, you've got Las Vegas. But this one, is this still kind of considered to be the place to see rugs?
Well, for us it is. We shop this market every time, and then we sometimes fill in with some of the other markets.
Yeah.
We've just been doing this one for years, and I think this show is the easiest show for us to shop.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty centrally located. Most all of the rug vendors are right together, so... Mm-hmm. It makes it much easier for us to shop and see everybody.
I guess one question to ask, what's going on up on 6 where Shaw Living used to be? Is there a presence there now, or is that an empty space, or what's going on there?
They haven't filled the space yet, but I think they're working on that.
Okay. This is the first market that's happened since they pulled out. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing as far as trends or anything that's catching your eye.
Well, we're seeing quite a bit of new product. In particular, you're seeing a lot of introductions in the gray tones, also a lot in the blue tones, so... That's probably predominantly the biggest, most exciting new items that you're seeing. A lot of transitional pieces. Of course, there's so much tradition already, but the exciting stuff is the transitional and grays and blues.
Yeah. Well, you know, you and I are Facebook friends, and last night you snapped a couple of pictures in a couple of booths. Is there any particular style that you really liked, or maybe you don't want to reveal your hand because that'll make the price go up?
Huh? You see a lot of, very on-trend, is the geometrics. In the two color tones, you know, the oranges and the grays, the yellows, those are all very, very popular, and you're seeing a lot of that. So there's a lot of selection in multiple different price points, and I think that's what's key for this product category because it's still very strong.
Mm-hmm. Now, New York, Nebraska Furniture Mart does a big business in area rugs, and you know, there's a couple questions to ask. You know, as far as you mentioned price points, you still sell, correct me if I'm wrong, but you still sell some area rugs that sell for, you know, close to $10,000, and then you go down to probably $99. That's a wide range. Are you seeing any price point movement? Is the average price for a 5x8 area rug going up now?
No, I don't think that the price point's going up. I think it's the opposite. I think they're very much going down. The average price point sales, to me, have slipped over the last year in particular.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a double-edged sword. You're getting much nicer product at a much cheaper price these days because everybody tries to fulfill all different price categories. So you're seeing some really nice product at cheaper prices, and what that does is it sends your unit sales up, but it doesn't necessarily send your dollar sales up.
Are the days of buying heirloom rugs over?
That's actually a really interesting question.
Uh-huh.
The best answer I've got for you is the heirloom, from what we can tell, heirloom quality products are kind of on par with last year as far as sales go.
Yeah.
Again, the same thing is happening, though. The dollars are slipping, and you're not just selling as many of them as you used to at the higher dollar range, but you're still selling about the same amount as you sold before.
Why is it, do you think, that Nebraska Furniture Mart does so well with rugs when many other floor covering retailers struggle in this category?
Well, I think the big thing with area rugs is you really either have to be in the category or you kind of have to be out of the category.
Yeah.
And we're definitely in the category. So in each location, well over 2,000 rugs on display at any time. So what we're really looking for is we're looking for all buyers. We want to have all the styles and colors and all the trends that are happening right now and cover all the price points that are happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think leads us to be successful in the rug category.
Yeah. You know, another thing, if I might add, you sell furniture as well. And it seems to me that area rug sales have kind of moved over, and there's a lot more of it going on in furniture stores than there are in just pure floor covering stores. Is that your take?
Yeah, definitely my take. The furniture category for rug vendors is much stronger than it used to be.
Uh-huh.
It's really been a resurgence of that. You know, at one point that was almost gone, and now I think it's the strongest category.
Before we run out of time, just step back from rugs for a minute and tell me from a just purely floor covering sales perspective, how is Nebraska Furniture Mart tracking this year, say, versus last year?
You know, like everybody else that's listening to this can say, the first couple of months with the weather was pretty tough. But we've recouped from that, and we're having a nice increase this year so far, and hopefully we'll finish it out strong.
Okay, so you think 14, your sales might actually be better in floor covering than they were in 13?
I sure hope so. That's the plan.
Oh, that's good. That's fantastic. And what's going on in Dallas? How does that stand right now?
Dallas is still on track. It's right on track for where it's supposed to be. We'll be opening next spring sometime, and the store will be beautiful.
Yeah. And you haven't named your fifth location yet, have you?
No, we got to get this one done yet.
Okay. All right. Well, Dave, thanks so much for telling us what's going on in Atlanta. Again, we've been talking to Dave Schnitaker, who's the merchandise manager in floor covering for Nebraska Furniture Mart. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.